Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Yo, 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 it's Andy on the mic. We've got mics this week.
We have got mics this week. You said that really loud because I've actually got headphones on.
You told me to speak into the microphone.
Yeah, not shout into the microphone.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was on Green Mile. No, not Green Mile. What? Eight Mile.
That is a very different show.
Totally different film.
Yeah. So we borrowed some kits, so we might not sound like this next time you speak to us.
I am going to talk about that. Rhiannon just took her headphones off and knocked her glasses so they're all wonky and just didn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Now I've taken the headphones off, I feel like I should put them back on again. But oh well.
God, we're a mess this week. We're all over the place.
You don't care.
I love it. Oh, sorry. Not shouting.
What have you done?
We can do it. It's IRL UK in the house. I can't not talk like this with a microphone.
Really?
What's up?
Do you think you're on a stage?
Yeah, I feel really important. I'm actually holding the microphone upside down, like I've seen some rappers do.
So I'm gonna, like, you're singing, getting
probably
really
do some rapping later.
Really?
Nah.
Okie dokie.
Nam it.
You're here to listen to IRL UK podcast.
Is that a thing people do?
Yeah.
What's up? Okay, you're
good. It's not a rap podcast. It's a podcast about real life stories.
Yeah. All the kind of things you'd find in your Take a Break magazine, your chats, your pick-me-ups, your real people. Real people is a really good one.
It is.
Basically, the kind of stories that you just would not believe is real life. But God, it's real life, people.
And if you want to, you can relax into that gigantic armchair.
No, I feel... because then I get loungy. Whereas if I'm sat upright, I feel like I'm ready to really pulsate through your ears with some great stories or some at least distinctly average stories.
Yeah.
Cool.
Any other business? Do they know what you're here for now?
You know what you're here for. It's great to have you. Welcome back if you've listened to us before. Welcome if you haven't listened to us before. Both equally welcome. You're welcome, all of you. Rhiannon, you're welcome too.
You are welcome.
We're doing it. We're loving it. We're feeling it.
All right. So I've got a new phone. I don't really know how it works, so I might lose stories.
Plus, it's the size of a fucking widescreen TV.
It's huge, isn't it?
I don't know why people have such huge phones that they can't fit in their
pocket.
I don't
know why you've got such a tiny phone.
Yeah, but it's wrapped in so much yellow rubber that it...
Anna's got a tiny phone, but it's wrapped in something that makes it look like a block of cheese.
Yeah, because I keep dropping it. I dropped it in the bath the other day and had to swoop at it like a bird
you're
of
joking.
Prey. And it was fine. I honestly got it out of the bath so quick.
Yeah.
Ran into the other room shouting, what shall I do?
Rice.
Ian started shouting rice. Or no, he wasn't that bothered. He very relaxedly went, aren't you supposed to put it in rice? I was like, I don't have time for you to be that Nottingham right now. I need you to speak quicker.
Yeah.
And then I just sort of shook it.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Oh.
It is a little slow.
Is it?
It's a little less reactive than I'd like it to
there
be.
There is a mermaid in there now.
But I've put a rubbery thing on it, so if I do drop it, I don't know how it's going to help. But
you could drop that from the top of the Empire State Building.
It seemed like the right thing to... No, because then you'd kill someone. You know, if you drop a
It'd bounce,
if
Anna.
If you drop a penny on someone's head, though, it'll cut them in half. Mm. And that's not an urban myth. That's 100% true.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that bloody thing would bounce.
Okay, well, anyway.
You'd probably catch it.
Yeah. But anyway, it's useful and it fits in my pocket, unlike Rhiannon's phone that she has to carry in a briefcase. but we don't know how to use it, so we don't know if we're recording this.
Wish
or not.
I had a briefcase.
Mm-hmm. Business.
Okie dokie.
Right, let's do it. Have we done all the stuff we need to do? We'll do social media at the end because that's how we keep you listening the whole
keep
time.
Keep you listening. So exciting.
Welcome new listeners. Welcome old listeners.
Yeah.
And let's do this. Rhiannon, do you want to go first?
Sure, shall I?
Yeah. She's got her iPad in her hand, her mobile iPad.
I've gone non-Apple.
Oh.
I'm googly now.
Though I only get an iPhone, pick iPhone because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, it took me 2 days to figure out how everything works and I still don't really know. But I can at least...
It's got some... It makes your
send messages saying
cool,
send
it?
Help.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes my photos look so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it does. Like proper hipster.
This story came out last week. I was jealous we'd already recorded our podcast that I couldn't cover it.
Oh.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hamster flushed down toilet after being rejected from flight.
Rejected from flight?
Yes.
Okay.
An aeroplane flight.
Give me the deets.
Do you remember hearing that story about the peacock who was a emotional support peacock?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a all bit like I want to do is be emotionally supported by animals and birds and
not birds.
Creatures. No, not actually, they're terrifying.
At least make it fluffy.
Yeah, okay.
Not hamsters either. One of them bit me once.
Oh, really? Maybe that was you. You were the problem. You can be quite annoying.
Yes, true.
No offence.
A student is considering legal action after claiming an airline left her with no choice but to flush her beloved hamster down the toilet.
This cannot be true. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Belen Aldekazia.
Sure, seems
21,
legit.
Alleges she twice checked with Spirit Airlines whether she could bring Pebbles, the hamster, with her on a flight home from Maryland to Florida. Uh-huh. And on both occasions were told there was not be a problem.
Sure.
Emotional why would support there be a hamster, problem? You know.
She support needs it. Hamster.
Emotional support hamster.
Yeah, what's the matter with her?
Don't
tell me something bad or I'll feel bad.
Feels sad when there's not a hamster nearby.
Fine. Then she deserves that hamster more than anyone.
If you don't know about emotional support support animals, it's where you can take your dog on a plane by saying you'll cry if the dog's not there.
It's basically like a seeing eye dog, but a make you happy hamster.
Yeah.
For example.
Actually, it's important for people who have like got like actual problems.
Oh, I'm all for it. Like, have you seen all those photos of Shetland ponies going into old people's homes?
Oh.
That is my favourite day. Yes. And llamas. They have llamas in old people's homes
do
and hospices.
They?
And it makes everyone so much happier and makes everyone feel much better. Oh. What a life.
I feel better just hearing that.
Isn't it the greatest thing you've ever heard?
Mr. Aldekazia, Ms. Mm-hmm. Aldekazia, just misgendered her there, says she unsuccessfully tried renting a car to take Pebbles back to her university accommodation and that any friends who could have taken Pebbles were several hours away.
Uh-oh.
The solution, she claims, is that an airline representative suggested she flush Pebbles down the loo at the terminal.
Why would that be the best option?
Exactly. Well, I guess she couldn't just set. Well, she could have just set free, couldn't she?
But she shouldn't have to. That's her pet.
Yeah, I know.
Oh God.
As she considered it more of a humane way of ending her life than letting her free outside, she did it.
What? No, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
Is it a boy or a girl?
She.
She would have been totally fine.
She would have had a great time.
Oh my
probably
God,
would have made a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, or she'd have just ended up meeting like a family of dormice, and they'd have all. Oh God, wouldn't they laugh about how the fact that a hamster came to live with them?
Yeah.
This is the stuff of TV show. This is like Animals of Farthing Wood.
This is how we're going to make our money, right, in this,
well, this
children's
sad.
Book. She was scared. I was scared. It was horrifying trying to put her in the toilet,
oh,
she
this
told
is hell on
the
earth.
Miami Herald. I was emotional. I was crying. I sat there for a good 10 minutes.
I feel like
crying.
This shouldn't have even happened.
No. I didn't have any other option. She was so loving. It was like she knew I needed somebody.
What?
Ms. Aldekazia.
It's women do exist as well, you know.
Bought Pebbles to help her cope with a cancer scare, she says, last year.
Oh.
But then the growth on her neck proved to be benign.
Okay.
And so she was travelling back to the Sunshine State to have it removed just because it was bothering her a bit. And that is when the hamster got flushed down the loo.
This is really not okay.
Spirit Airlines admit that members of staff said she can't go on the plane, but denied that she was told to flush it down the loo. She said, their spokesperson said, to be clear, at no point did any of our agents suggest this guest, or anybody for any matter, would flush or otherwise injure an animal.
This is horrendous.
Animal rights group, PETA, said it's a horrific, terrifying death. So,
I honestly don't think that the being flushed down the toilet is a more humane way.
Yeah. Or I'm sure, like, lost property. You could put her in a box with a bit of food.
I honestly think someone at the airport would have probably taken her home to look after her.
Yeah. There's so many things.
Oh, my God. I think she's nasty. I think she just wanted to get rid of it. This was her way out.
Pebbles.
She planned the whole thing.
She was over Pebbles.
Oh, God. That's awful. Okay, well, that's a real bummer.
Sorry.
So Pebbles is dead.
Pebbles could be
living in the sewers with Splinter and the turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't fancy her chances. Fucking hell, what's the matter with us?
I know. Jeez. I've got a bit of a sore throat. Does that make you misgender people?
No. This story is from Scotland, so that's cool.
Bonnie Scotland.
Bonnie Scotland. Toy tiger sparks armed police alert in Aberdeenshire.
Armed what?
Armed police alert in Aberdeenshire.
Yeah.
Armed police were sent to an Aberdeenshire farm after reports of a tiger on the loose, only to discover it was a large cuddly toy. A nervous farmer had phoned for help after spotting the beast lying down in his cowshed on Saturday night. Several vehicles, including an armed response team, were then dispatched to the farm at Hatton near Peterhead. Police contacted a wildlife park to check if it had an escapee before the tiger was found not to be real. Oh. Maybe, like, double check that it's not a cuddly toy before you start phoning the zoo.
Yeah.
Police Scotland said the false alarm gave officers a roaring shift. Inspector George Cordner said, "We received a call from an extremely concerned member of the public late on Saturday evening with regards to a wild animal being loose in the grounds of a farm in the Hatton area. Unusual as the call may have seemed, any call reporting a potential danger to the public has to be taken seriously."
Of course.
"And efforts were made to verify the sighting as soon as possible, including starting to make contact with the nearest wildlife park to make sure they did not have an escapee."
Jeff, just going to call the wildlife park and check no one's missing a tiger.
No, I don't think we've had any missing. Let me just have a look. Oh, no, this gate is open. Yeah. "As is standard practice, when we are made aware of a potential threat to the public, the use of firearms officers are considered as contingency. In this case,
contingency.
In this case, they attended the area in support of the local community officers, but they were not deployed nor required." He added, "Our ultimate aim is to protect the public and keep our officers safe when faced with uncertain situations. Mm. Until you know exactly what you are dealing with, every option has to be considered, Rhiannon."
Yeah.
"The incident was stood down within 45 minutes once officers
45
attended.
45 minutes?
Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare. Once officers attended and established there was no threat to the public. We appreciate that it was a false call and made with genuine good intent."
Imagine it was a false call, but also there was a tiger on the loose and they only found out because this false call.
Shit.
That would have been a good story.
That would have been a better story, sorry.
No, I liked your one too.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
It cool.
Animal based today, huh?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I like it. I like animals, you know that.
This is pizza based and I like pizza too.
I love pizza.
I'm really hungry.
Yeah. I'm starving.
I think it's because I know I'm going home to a bit of fish and greens because I'm trying to be good again.
Can't you just not do that?
That it's making me hungry already.
I'm starving.
What are you having for tea?
Stir fry.
Oh, that's nice. Noodles.
Noodles and boodles, which are butternut squash noodles.
Just mix that. Get your extra speed in.
Basically, I have all the noodles I'd normally have, and then boodles. I don't have one or the other. I have more.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's just how I roll, baby.
You're so crazy.
I'm crazy. And I've got a piece of salmon to go with it. Oh. I haven't just got bits of chicken. I'm gone mad. Coriander's in my bag.
Are you a millionaire or what?
Yeah, fucking loads of money. No, it was all reduced. The two stir-fry packs were 34p each. The boodles were 39.
What?
And something else was cheap. What else was cheap?
Not the fish, because that's bad.
No, not the fish. The fish was expensive.
I thought you were spending that eBay dollar.
No.
Okie dokie. Severe pizza stalker has sent over 100 pizzas to a lawyer.
Sure. How terrifying.
Yeah, this is the least scary stalker ever.
I could work with this.
A German lawyer is being bombarded with random deliveries of food by what has been described as a case of severe pizza stalking.
Yeah.
I don't know who's described it as that. Guido Groller likes pizza.
No, stop.
What?
Guido Groller. That's someone's name.
Guido Groller.
Guido Groller.
Yeah, he is German, yeah.
Guido Groller.
He loved a Deutsch.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Guido.
I had a Wiener Schnitzel
Groller.
Last week.
What's Wiener Schnitzel?
It's like schnitzel, but I think it's veal or something.
Oh.
But it's just had a funny word.
Is it nice?
Wiener Schnitzel. No, it tastes exactly the same as the chicken one. We got one of each to try them. It was £10 more expensive. So that was fucking annoying.
Right.
Anyway, so no, I'm not made of money. That's why I'm eating 34p stir fry.
Boodles.
Pack. Boodles and noodles.
Guido Groller likes a pizza, but he said it's becoming so bad he's unable to work.
I mean, probably not.
Wait, he's already received over 100 orders in the last 2.5 weeks.
But he's not having to pay for it, is he?
Well, I think for some of them.
Why?
Delivery drivers passing one another as they drop off their orders. They appear at all times of night, and he's even received notifications while he's been in the shower getting ready for work.
I don't know what his fucking problem is. People are sending him free pizza and he's whining like a bitch
about it. I don't know if
it's
free. It isn't really, like, made clear.
It must be.
Some pizzerias, I don't think it is, some pizzerias have cottoned on to what's happening and have called him to check whether he really has ordered anything from them. It's a mystery as to who is behind the bizarre
what?
Stunt. Observe there.
Bizarre is above.
I was just doing some scatting.
Oh, I see.
You missed it.
Skip. Skip a bit.
Skip a bit. It's a mystery as to who is behind the bizarre stunt, but Mr. Groller says he doesn't believe it's something with a grudge or an opponent.
It can't be malicious, because you wouldn't send... Oh my God, wait, is there anything weird on the pizza, like pubes or human flesh?
No.
Oh.
Normally they've been sending pizzas to his office in Dortmund, but since the pizzeria has cottoned on to the pizza flinger, the person has now had to start sending sushi, sausage and Greek food.
I would be so happy if a sashimi
Do you know what? I think
up.
It must be that they don't pay for them, because otherwise this would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, that he must just... It must just be like in the olden days where someone bought you takeaway and
you
actually had
£15.
To pay. Rather than now where you just do Deliveroo or whatever.
Never have cash.
Yeah.
He's filed a complaint, turned off his work phone and put his emails through a filter just so he can get through his work.
Oh, come on. How busy is he? How busy is he?
There's a theory that he is being targeted because there's a bailiff's company in his building and apparently they might be trying to get him instead of them
accidentally,
Yeah. Police are treating the incident as stalking because the offender is not being financially or materially enriched by what is happening.
What the fuck? Is that what makes it stalking or not? If your life is being enriched by what's happening... No, wait.
Well, the person who's stalking him
isn't
like getting anything back off him. It's not like he's stealing from him. It's because he's not
what
technically taking money.
No, it works.
So it's stalking.
Ew, that's so weird. I didn't know that's how stalking worked. I need to really reassess some of the things I do then.
Get me a little pizza stalker right now.
I'm starving. Mm. We can't just talk about how starving we are all day. Well, I don't know what Greedo Gredel's problem is. I think it all sounds rather nice, but there we go. But he's probably huge now, isn't he? If he keeps eating all the...
Yeah. 200 takeaways in 2.5 weeks. Even for me, that's good going.
I mean, that's pretty crazy.
Is that about 7 a day?
7 pizzas a day?
Is it?
I've done worse than that, if I'm honest. Okay, woman cuts off finger, names it Wiggles, and wears it as a pendant necklace.
Oh my God, I saw a picture.
The best thing about this is this girl is from Colchester and she used to serve me booze in spa.
No.
100%. She used to work in spa.
Did you recognise her straight away?
Straight away, yeah.
Wait, we haven't done this lady before, have we?
Yes, we have, because...
She did something else.
She cut off... She had the name of someone I know, actually... tattooed on her.
Yes.
And she cut the tattoo off and sent it to him in the post.
Oh my God, I forgot. Yes.
And
now
she
sells
done
this.
50-50 at the spa. She doesn't anymore, as far 50-50. As I know. 50-50. Is that kiwi juice? Am I thinking of 2020?
Yeah, 2020.
Oh, what's 50-50?
Show?
Children's TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that. So this woman is blatantly batshit bananas crazy.
Okay.
A woman cut off half her pinky finger and now wears it as a pendant around her neck. Tours Reynolds numbed her little finger on her left hand and then used, wait for it, a bolt cutter to saw half of it off. Sorry, you might not have heard that because Rihanna was screaming. And then used a bolt cutter to saw half of it clean off. To begin with, the Essex / Colchester / spa body piercer and artist says she put it in the freezer next to some frozen peas and forgot about it.
She's
gross.
Not every time she looked down at her hand, didn't remember.
Yeah, just what? But then Tours put it with alcohol solution in a glass vial, to wear as an occasional necklace. I like they've called it very specifically an occasional necklace.
What occasion would you wear that to?
All the main events. You got your bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Or your bat mitzvahs too. All the main ones.
All the mitzvahs.
You got your weddings, your christenings, your funerals. It's perfect for all occasions.
Yeah.
Tor said she thought the idea was cute. She was wrong, unfortunately. And had thought of doing it for years. She calls the little finger Wiggles.
Oh,
so that's nice. There's a great photo of it. So that's what that is.
Oh, jeez.
Mostly grey, in case you wondered how that would look.
The thing that's bothering me the most, Anna.
No.
the fingernails dirty.
Looks like it's cut, and it looks like it's coming away from the flesh.
Yeah.
Cool.
More that she didn't bother like giving it a little manicure. Like it's like dirty. You know, when you get a line of black.
Yeah, gross. The 30-year-old said, "I forgot it was there. You don't want to waste it, so why not turn it into a necklace?" Jesus Christ. "I thought a necklace would be the easiest thing to make, and I wanted to do something to mark Wiggle's first birthday." Right, okay.
Oh, Jesus.
"Tours recently held a photo shoot for Wiggles to celebrate his first birthday. Her boyfriend, meanwhile, bought her remaining stump miniature hats."
What?
You'll see.
Bought it hats?
Just bought it fucking hats to wear. Because this is the fucking universe that we have unfortunately been born into.
The town that you were born into.
This is literally...
So she does different hats for different occasions?
Yeah, but again, any occasion...
No logic.
There's no need for a hat. Let's have a look at it. "The hats were a present from my boyfriend for Wiggle's birthday. I thought it was brilliant. They look like the village people," she said. "A lot of people have said they're awesome. Everyone knows I don't take anything seriously.
The hat, except, not the necklace.
Yeah, except slicing off my finger and cutting out lumps of my skin and sending it to my ex-boyfriend. Tor says she was inspired to go ahead with a chop after a friend did the same thing. Why are two people in Colchester cutting their fingers off? And this is why I had to move as soon as I was old enough. In preparation for the self-imposed amputation, she practiced bending it backwards to see what life would be like with only half a little finger on her left hand."
Oh, right. So she did a little... Yeah.
She was like, yeah, no, I like
that.
It
looks all right. That looks quite good.
Yeah, because sometimes actually I do just put my fingers, curl my fingers back and just look at what it would look like if there was a terrible accident.
My little finger's so little though that it looks wild.
This is what would... what my hand would look like if someone went over me with an ice skate. That's what I was
I'm
thinking.
Really glad to know what your hand would look like if you decided to make a necklace out of all of your fingers.
No, it would have to be an accident. There's no way I'm doing that.
Bracelet?
For no reason. Ugh. Oh, it'd be a bit like Ed Gein when he made that belt out of nipples.
Yes, it would be.
If you've not seen the photo of that, all jokes aside, fantastic piece of craftsmanship.
Or one of those Pandora necklaces everyone gets.
Yeah, that's the same as an... belt made of nipples. Tours has a history of peculiarity. That's putting it fucking lightly. After she split up with her last boyfriend for cheating on her in 2014, she cut off a tattoo on her forearm and sent it to him in the post.
We have
done this on the show, haven't we? I haven't just
read
it.
Yeah, no, we have.
I packaged it up so it really did look like a present, she said. I even used different handwriting so he'd have no idea that it was me. I can't imagine what his reaction was. I wish I could have been there to see it.
That is just disgusting, isn't
what
it?
What an annoying human being.
I was going to say...
Don't at me, though.
You know what you love the most about her?
She's kooky.
Attention seeker.
Oh, God, I just hate it. Not cool, Tours.
How did the news find out about that? Who do you think told
the
news?
I would imagine there was an email from Tor and her fucking stupid wiggly finger.
And her little finger.
Oh, God.
What one is it? Left or right?
Left, so she can still do whatever annoying
shit.
What
about the A on your keyboard?
Oh, that ain't ever getting typed again, my friend. Anyway, let's move on. I don't want her to have any more attention than she deserves.
Okay. Are you ready?
In fact, we're going to have to edit that whole story out because I'm already pissed off.
And we only have 5 stories this week.
Shit, it's worth it.
Fine.
Sorry, everyone, it's gone. Long gone.
Couple died in car while having sex after turning engine on to keep warm.
What?
Yes.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
You've done 2 stories where people die, Rhiannon.
No, one story where people die, one story where a hamster
we
dies.
We specifically said early on, we're not going to do... Actually, I don't think we ever decided that. And here we go.
What about the guy whose dog shot him, you know?
That was your story as well. Yeah. You're not sticking with the rules.
A couple were found dead in their car after. Oh, that's not very good grammar. A couple were found dead in their car and believed to have suffocated during sex after turning on the engine to keep warm.
Oh my God, did they do that thing where people kill themselves?
Yes.
But accidentally? But by accident. How?
The naked bodies of a 39-year-old man and a 44-year-old woman were discovered by police in a locked garage in the city of Bottrop in Western Germany's North Rhine-Westphalia state.
That's 2 stories from Germany as well. What's the matter with you?
I am German, so that's why.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Is that why you were looking at me so with such a stink eye earlier when I was taking the piss out of Gwerda Gwendolyn?
Gwerda Gwendolyn.
You didn't seem to be enjoying it. Now I've just remembered.
Polizei. It says there's a picture of a policeman there. Investigators say the pair, whose names have not been released, appeared to have turned on the car engine to get warm.
But the thing with this, so this is, I will die, so... Mm-hmm. Through some terrible accident. Mm. Like, I nearly killed myself using a wet blender plug the other day.
No, Anna.
Well, no, it's fine in the end, but I thought something had splattered on
it. Have you ever put a fork in a microwave?
No, but in a toaster.
Oh, Anna.
No. The other way around. I have done it in a microwave.
Oh.
I haven't done it in a toaster because that's how people die.
That's how people die.
And if you plug in a toaster and put it in your bath, that's how you die.
That is bad for you too.
Why would you be making toast in the bath?
Yeah.
Who does that? So can you give me the exact details of how this happened? Because
Are you planning to have sex in a car in a garage soon?
I can't drive, but possibly. But no, I just don't understand.
Well, they turn the engine on. And yeah, suffocate, don't you? Carbon fumes.
But what? How do they? I thought in TV shows there's always like a hose pipe.
Maybe they had the window cracked open a bit. Let's read further.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Why not? Why don't you just finish your story? That'd be cool. Why don't we do that? Here's an idea.
Okay.
Okay.
So investigators say the pair turned on the car engine to get warm, and it therefore led to their suffocation. According to officers, nobody had noticed the car engine had been left running for hours behind the metal gate of the garage.
Oh, no.
Police opened the garage door because the man's family reported he had been missing for days. What if he wasn't with his wife?
Oh.
Meanwhile, officers in the city also had started an investigation into the woman's sudden disappearance.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
Yeah. Police said there appeared to be no evidence of a crime, but forensic scientists were working hard to establish exactly what had happened. Tests are being carried out to ascertain carbon monoxide.
That's the one.
I had to think it was monoxide.
No, I'm not.
It just
sure.
says CO.
Oh, right. I was going to say, go back to my GCSE. Read?
No.
Why don't you just read like you normally do?
I had to go back to my GCSEs. Levels in the blood of the couple.
The periodic table.
Yeah. Why do you laugh like that?
Period.
Because it says period.
Yeah, back in the day, that was hilarious.
Police spokesman said at the moment, all evidence points to an accident. To put all doubts to rest, the public prosecutor ordered an autopsy to be performed.
What if it wasn't an accident and that's how they wanted to kill themselves? Like Romeo and Juliet, but not as glamorous. Shit.
You don't know. Yeah, maybe that's what they wanted.
Well, that is a piece of advice for everyone thinking about doing that, because I honestly don't think I would think of that.
Yeah, don't turn your car on.
Yeah, but I don't understand cars. I can't drive.
Well, just don't have a car on in a small room. That is the one rule you've got to follow.
I went to see Fast and Furious Live recently, and it stunk of exhaust.
Yeah, they will. I bet they'll have had to measure that before, and I bet they'll have had to have ventilation on.
I mean, we're in the O2. It was massive, but it honestly stunk.
You know
stunk.
What happened? You did die, and you're just stuck
this
here
is just a,
doing
this,
IRL forever with me.
Fuck's sake. Eating cheap stir fry.
You don't even get to the stir fry.
This is honestly the most garbage afterlife I've ever had, quite frankly. No offence. This story makes me really sick.
Oh, God.
But I know, please don't at me if you use... I'm starting to use the phrase at me, by the way, so that I've already used it twice.
You are so cool.
And I've learnt that a teacup and a frog emoji means throwing shade, so I'm mostly doing that every day.
Are you serious?
And then I even wrote something and put... I can't remember, but I put AF at the end. I put
as fuck,
yeah. I couldn't believe it. I felt so young. So young and alive.
You're behind the times, AF.
So behind the times. I just started using BRB, be right back.
Yeah.
Anyway, please don't be horrible to me if you use one of these, but it's just not something I'm in the market for.
Geez.
A husband mistook a menstrual cup for a measuring cup and used it to cook rice.
Oh.
So, you know, sort of just...
Moon cup.
Moon cup, it is called that, isn't it? I didn't know if I'd got muddled with that. I thought Moon cup maybe was the website where you make your own
cards.
That's
Moon pig.
Moon pig, yeah. Some objects are perfectly acceptable to use for multiple purposes. Keeping your charging cords from getting tangled with a binder clip, fine.
Yeah.
Organising craft supplies with an over-the-door shoe holder, awesome. Using a menstrual cup to measure rice, though... not so much.
Not so much.
That, however, is exactly what Cindy Hobbs' husband did recently, although I suppose at least it was an honest mistake. We don't know that.
We don't know that for sure.
Oh, gross. Ideally, though, the mistake would have been noticed before the rice was consumed, but we don't know whether that happened or not, unfortunately. Hobbs posted two screenshots of a text message exchange she had with her husband to the Facebook page of her jewellery business. She makes jewellery and sells breast milk infused jewellery and keepsakes, in case you ever need a breast milk infused.
How do you breast milk infused jewellery?
I'm not going to ever Google that, Rihanna, okay. I'm afraid. So these are the text messages. She posted these on her business Facebook. Good way to get more people to buy milky jewellery. Occasional jewellery.
Milky rings.
Milky rings. Oh, God. don't know why that's gross. Feels gross, doesn't it? Nice milky ring. Yeah, oh, gross.
I'd love a milky ring.
Can we never not stop? Okay, stop that.
Anna, breast milk is natural.
Yeah, but not in my ring. Right, the exchange begins with perplexing... right. The exchange begins with a perplexing photograph, that of a clean menstrual cup sitting inside a sack of rice. God, that's nearly where my phone was. This would have been a terrible sack of rice. What is this doing in the rice, she asked her husband. He replied, I used it to measure the rice last night. It said to use 3 cups of rice. Hobbs replied with the nauseated face emoji, which I believe is the green face, next to the crying, sweating, laughing one.
I'd quite like a one that actually had someone vomiting, though. You know, like a bit of like, ooh, bleh. Like a,
yeah. Do you know that the 4 emojis I use most are saxophone?
You've never sent me a saxophone.
Saxophone, poodle, red balloon, and something else. What's the other one?
I've never had any of these from you.
That's what I send to everybody.
Who are you sending a saxophone to?
I send those 4 things to everybody when it's their birthday.
Oh, okay. That rings a bell.
Saxophone, poodle, red balloon, and something else. Hang on, I've got to find out now. Banana! Obviously it's banana.
Sure.
That's absurd. And then I once used the sassy lady.
The sassy one.
It turns out it's actually just a waitress, I think. Anyway. So yeah. If you're lucky, you'll get a poodle, red balloon, banana, saxophone message from me.
I thought it was sassy lady.
I thought that she was holding a plate, a wait.
Going mm-hmm with her hair.
Mm-hmm, maybe. Well, luckily, I've just come off the story, so I'm just going to fill for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Just sort of check in on how Rhiannon's doing. How have you been? I found it.
Oh, good.
So she sent a nauseating emoji back, and he sent back a question mark. Nightmare. And she put, it's my menstrual cup, she replied, but he remained in the dark. Idiot. And then so he wrote, menstrualony soup, ?
What?
And she told him the term was minestrone soup for a start. You've got the soup wrong.
That wasn't even a joke.
Not even a joke. He's a moron. And then subsequently told him to Google menstrual. He did and promptly responded, oh, fuck. How exactly the menstrual cup ended up in that position is a question that a lot of people had.
Yeah.
But according to a comment Hobbs posted in the original thread, the situation began when her toddler came running out of the bathroom with Hobbs' clean menstrual cup in hand. Hobbs hurriedly retrieved it from the child, but somebody else pointed out, she's a mother of 3 and she's wrangling 3 kids. It's very difficult.
Anything can happen. And you are supposed to wash it in the dishwasher.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like where you put your dildos and your butt plugs. And
yeah. So you know that they're real clean.
Dishwashers. I hate dishwashers. They always smell gross because of all the fucking menstrual cups and fucking ass bungles or whatever you call them. Not ass bungles. Don't know what that means. I've got no idea what it means.
Soon from IRL, new sex toy, the ass bungle.
Ass bungle. I'm going to make it. I'm going on Dragon's Den. Mm. Watch this space. It's going to be sexy AF, by the way.
Frog emoji, coffee cup emoji.
Thank you, exactly. No, aubergine emoji. Hello, use your brain. So she said it just so happens that it was right next to everything in the kitchen. And that's how, unfortunately, Hobbs' husband ended up using it for the rice. But then there's a whole bunch of stuff here about why it's good to use a menstrual cup.
I mean, is it the worst thing? It's all natural. It's probably been in the dishwasher.
It hasn't. Why? She's literally just rinsed it out once. Probably.
Given it a quick rinse
and then fucking used it to make basmati. No fucking thanks.
Just a rinse.
I'll have noodles, thanks. I'll have noodles and boodles. Oodles and noodles and boodles. No rice for me. Fuck that shit. I had to teach someone how to heat up rice today.
What?
Because it's so incredibly dangerous. Yeah. She was like, oh yeah, just like have it tepid. I was like, this is how you'll die. You thought you were going to die having sex in a car? Incorrect.
You were wrong.
This is how you'll die.
It's rice.
So really, I saved a life today. And no one said thank you. No one gives a shit. No one cares. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Not that you'd mention it.
I like these microphones. They make me feel a bit more professional.
Do you feel sassy?
I'm leaning in a very professional way. Yeah, I quite like it. I feel like, yeah, I don't know. Okay. I feel like a bingo caller. That's a good job. People should do that more.
I don't know if you get much money, and you have to work evenings and weekends.
And you have to wear one of those glittery gold jackets.
And sit in a bingo hall all night.
I won £250 at bingo once.
Did you?
But unfortunately, we used to go every week, and it was the very week that we decided before we went, right, from now on, if anyone wins, we split it three ways.
Oh.
I could have fucking punched my two best mates so hard. That was nearly the end of our relationship. Yeah. But it worked out fine. We're still together. Everything's fine. But I only ended up with 70 quid.
Oh.
Bit annoying.
Okay.
So, anyway.
70 quid? You got done over then?
Well, no. Whatever 3 times 70
Oh, okay, fine.
20, 21.
I thought your friends had also screwed you over.
God, that'd be fucking annoying. Yeah. Little shits. Wow, we really need to have a discussion. Me and my BFFs.
Right, Anna, if you want to see pictures of anything from this week's podcast,
yes.
or if you want
to get in touch with us,
oh yeah,
tell us how much you love us, want to say hi. We are trying to respond to you, and I wish I could say that we get so many messages that we just don't have time to respond to you all, but that we're busy, and we love you to pieces, but we've got a lot on.
You don't pay our rent, right?
Yeah, I'm worn out, you know? Mm. But yeah, thank you so much. No, we're not ready for that. Sorry. So if you want to do social media stuff, then you will find us on Twitter and Instagram at @IRL_UK_podcast. Mm. Send us stories that you want to hear. Send us your feelings, your thoughts, your love, your admiration. But yeah, we'll be posting pictures or anything relevant there. And if you want to find us on Facebook, you can just search IRL UK podcast in the searchy bar on Facebook. Mm. And if you'd like to review us on iTunes, that'd be swell.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But again, only do it if you're going to do 5 stars, because quite honestly, it's not worth the paper it's written on otherwise.
I've got a new phone, so I'll never understand how.
None of us will ever, unfortunately,
again.
Figure out how to do that. But it'd be great to know in our heart of hearts that you are writing 5-star reviews.
We appreciate you.
So 1,000 thank yous. Thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure. Rhiannon, thanks for bringing the microphones. It's been well fun.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say? Why don't you sing us out?
I've got a bit of a sore throat.
Oh, so miserable. Okay, you're, fine.
Don't have a go at me.
No, I'm not having a go.
When I'm at my lowest.
Oh, don't start. She's got a sore throat, unfortunately.
I'd like to say I love you all, and thank you for tuning in.
You know that's dramatic.
Why is it dramatic?
That's dramatic. You don't. That's ridiculous.
Do you not love everybody that listens?
Yeah, of course I do. But I'm a loving human.
Oh.
You're miserable. No, you're not really. You're my favourite. But you're not my favourite because that's mean.
Okay, do you want to say goodbye?
No, it's your turn to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.